what year did you graduate from the Bel Air Colored High School?
1943.
How many were in your graduating class? Do you remember?
11.
11 of you. Do you remember how many boys and girls?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. Three girls and eight boys.
Three girls and eight boys. Mm-hmm. Isn't that unusual to have more boys than girls?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you keep in touch with any of them?
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear, yes.
Mm-hmm. All of them. Jimmy Walton.
Football. Do you remember who they are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Donna Dorsey. Sarah Johnson. The ones that are living.
Mm-hmm.
Donna. William Gibson. And Sid Earl Walton. Richard Waters. And Sarah Johnson and myself.
Tell me about your days there. What was a typical day of Bel Air life?
Let me see. Well, see, I can't really compare myself with the ordinary. I mean, my first year there, I only went 2 years. My first year there, I only had two classes because I was in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second year there, I only had the one class.
So
but I went all day.
Uh-huh.
And you went from class to class for the rest of the week. It wasn't accredited high school when I went. When downtown was accredited high school.
I see.
But Bel Air was not accredited.
So you went your freshman year and your sophomore year at Downey?
Mm-hmm.
And then the junior and senior year at
Bel
Air. When you say it wasn't accredited, what do you mean?
You had to have credits to graduate, to different things. And
mm-hmm.
None of the college schools were accredited high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Were in, like, the white schools were accredited
mm-hmm.
at that time. But you weren't.
To get into college, then did you have to take extra classes? Or
no. I didn't. I went on to Boeing 43.
Uh-huh.
But they let you in. Yeah, of course, a lot of them went to Boeing 43 before I did.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing. But it just wasn't accredited, what they would call accredited high school at that time.
They didn't have all of the, the upper sciences and math and that type of thing?
They didn't have the commercial course. They just had plain,
reading, writing, arithmetic,
mm-hmm. Math and English and things like that. Regular basic things. Mm-hmm. Did have home economics.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we had a choice of downtown. We had home economics or typing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the typing at downtown. When I came down here, I couldn't in typing because we never had to take home ec.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like home ec, period. But I did have to take home ec. And I had to take English.
What did home economics consist of? What did you do in home economics?
Made a pound of paint.
Made a what?
Pound of paint. I hated home ec. I still do. Sewing, cooking. I don't even like to toast a piece of bread. I get my water out to spit it. If I do a cup of coffee, I hated cooking.
Uh-huh.
So my basic, I just made a pair of underpants.
A pair of underpants?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That was it.
Well, was that by hand or did you have a machine?
We had hand and machine.
Uh-huh.
The basic. My best subject was English and math.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have any foreign languages. When downtown we had foreign languages.
Tell me about the building. What was the building like? The school building.
Fair. I so sad. Like, you mean upkeep of, it was clean, but of course it needed repairs in different places. You had to go outside, of course, to the bathroom. Bathrooms were right around the corner. And, but it was otherwise, it was, I'd say, sad.
You knew where the building came from? Was it built there just for the colored school?
I don't know that. It was elementary, see.
Oh, okay.
And it was elementary, and some of it, and we had two rooms in the big part, the big school, and then that little part they're trying to reserve now, that's where our English was, and we had manual training in the back of that. Mr. Noble taught that.
Okay. So what is there now on that corner was the little school.
That was the first school. I guess that must have been their first elementary school.
Okay.
And then they built, it was two rooms. And that was about English, and we had English and science there, I guess. Yeah, uh-huh. 15. And in the back was the fellow's manual training, which was like carpentry.
And then there was another larger building?
Yeah. It was over where the health center used to be.
I have a completely different, all of these interviews, I've always thought that was the main building.
Yeah, the main building is where the health center used to be. Remember, you have to go to clinic
there?
Yes,
right.
But that was the main building.
Okay.
But it was the high school building. We went there for everything but English, and the boys went to 9-10. We went to home ec. We went to whatever Mr. Moore taught. And then in the back of us, those were the first two rooms. In the back of all the elementary, in that same building.
Okay.
The elementary, all seventh grade.
Did you have any of your family go to school there too? Any brothers or sisters?
I don't have any brothers and sisters. I have bukus of cousins that went there.
Were all your grades in one room?
You mean?
You know, if it was the 8th through the 11th in one room? Or were they in, eighth had a room?
No, we were all in one room.
You were all in one room?
Yeah, we went to different aisles, but we were all in one room. No, we didn't have no eighth grade, ninth grade room, nothing like that, no.
Okay.
We had one room in that big building, and one room for home ec, and one room for Mr. Moore. And then Miss Kane was in that little building where they were trying to reserve.
And then you just moved from place to place with the different
classes.
What about the heating and the plumbing and the lighting desk
and things? The lighting was pretty good. It had electricity. And the plumbing was outside. Boys and girls went outside each other. What else did they have about the lighting, the plumbing? Heating was... It had potbelly stoves.
Who took care of them?
I think they had a janitor. Maybe they had somebody took care of them. Some of the parents come down. In fact, they had a lunch program in the home ec room. You could buy hot dogs for lunch or something like that, or cheese sandwich or something. If you didn't bring your own lunch, the home ec, that's what the home ec normally did. To go in class, different classes, you go in, prepare lunches, and stuff, and got a couple things to help them to upkeep of it.
Upkeep of the home ec. What about the immediate vicinity around there? You know, what was the, who lived around the school? What was around there? Was it wide open spaces? Or
no, Miss Howard Jackson, Miss Steve Moore, both Steve Junior and Steve Senior lived around there. And right on the corner as you turn in off of Route 1, 2, Hayes was the Preston, I don't know what that first name. And Mr. Noble, which was the superintendent of schools, he lived right on side of Ames Church. That's where I stayed for 2 years. And Miss Ruff lived right 2 doors from that. Miss Ruff lived right in the backyard of Miss Ruff. Miss Ruff was the school where we went to Miss Kane's classes.
well developed black community there.
Mm-hmm. Very well. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Most everybody in the whole community was nice.
With, and you say you lived with
Ms. Noble.
Ms. Noble. Where was your home?
At the time, I was living in Aberdeen,
mm-hmm.
and my mother wanted me to come to Bel-Air. So in order for me to come to Bel-Air, I had to stay in Ms. Noble.
Okay.
See, we didn't have any buses.
Mm-hmm.
Then to my last year, they had a, during World War One, and they had a bus to take the workers to work at APG, and then on the way back, he picked me up at Aberdeen at the bank, First mm-hmm. National Bank, and I rode up until I got off where the Fire Hall is now,
mm-hmm.
and walked to school, or even on Friday. Sometime Mother and them would bring up on Sunday night, but that would be on Monday. Then on Friday, I would either walk back to the Fire House or either get a seat on the bus most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I walked all the way up to the high school. Where Bel-Air Elementary School is now was the high school, Bel-Air White High School.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't mind that. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
The students were very nice. And just like I've always said this, since I went there, we had two young men, and I have not seen them since I graduated from Bel-Air High School. They were white from down Church Street. They always got up and gave me a seat.
Hmm.
If I met them at where Fall Hall is now, Route 1, 22. If I was there and bus below, one of them would get up and give me a seat.
Now, this was the school bus or the workers' bus?
Both.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
And you were able to ride the white school bus
mm-hmm.
back to Aberdeen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you participate in any organized sports or anything at school?
I had to play volleyball.
You had to play it?
Mm-hmm. Because I was a Hazard Gracian. I mean, that's what my I lived in Aberdeen,
okay.
right? And I had to play volleyball one year all by myself. The girls stayed and watched me and said, if you didn't win that game, you're going to beat your butt. And we won. They gave me a little support.
Was there a big ball field or any type
no,
of...
No, right up across the field, right on the side of the school.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ran track around the school, the boys ran track. I remember the girls running track. I couldn't find them.
You don't remember the girls running track?
No. All I remember was having volleyball.
It was a volleyball team.
The boys played football,
mm-hmm.
after school. So.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't have the organized against
football
the school?
Team. They had track.
Just the track?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember.
And any other competition between, say, Hazard Gracian and Bel-Air?
Track. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not that I know of, no. Oh, wait a minute. They might have had. This was in 47, but they had sports, they had relays. I said that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And girls did have state championship of relay, but this is 47. Mm-hmm.
What about some other school programs? What else did they do?
NHA, not when I went there,
mm-hmm.
late on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Actually, whatever it is. And one thing I can remember us going there, going to school. And
like Christmas plays?
Oh yeah, we had Christmas plays like that and things like
May Day.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Most of the elementary May Day Christmas after Maypole.
Uh-huh.
We didn't do too much as far as that Christmas was coming, because it wasn't like, okay, we had in our class, 11 graduated, and then some of them were a little bit larger now.
Mm-hmm.
So, farther up, they went, getting more school
mm-hmm.
in our classes. And 11 graduated, that wasn't 11 started, that was more than that started, that was like that, because I wasn't that old to you. In fact, I should have been in 40, come out in 42. And when I went to down grandson came back here, believe it or not. That was a crazy high school down here, wasn't it? But you get, regardless, if you come from one state to the other, you had to go back a year. And that's reason I didn't have any classes. That much crazy. I already had finished classes. I had chemistry up there, and I had geometry and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went in sometime with Mr. Moore. I just was told, but now I had to take English down here.
Mm-hmm.
And we had music classes. I had to take that home ec. You see, I never took home ec up there. I was in Tyson.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What was special about the graduation ceremony? Where was it?
The graduation ceremony?
Mm-hmm.
Baccalaureate was at the First Baptist Church.
Is it New Hope?
On New Hope.
Uh-huh.
It's called First Baptist Church. And then the convention was at Ames. Our convention was at Ames. And some of them convention was at Bel-Air, some convention was at Baptist Church and then Baccalaureate was in Ames.
Okay.
I guess they must have
so the here. Churches were an integral part
mm-hmm.
of the school,
mm-hmm.
the school curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, this is our graduating class.
Uh-huh.
That was our Baccalaureate coming to Baptist Church.
Did they have things like the student council and student government or anything like that in school?
Mm-hmm.
Any type of clubs in school?
I don't remember.
What about some social activities? Were there any?
They had little dances.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they had junior senior prom, but it wasn't at school. It was down Mr. Moore's hall. Down off the Route 1 was the park back in there. Moore's Electric Park.
Okay.
That's where. This is Jimmy. This is 41.
Okay.
Yeah, 41. That was then taken to the farm.
Moore's Electric Park.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where was that? I've never heard of that.
You know where Pep Boys and
mm-hmm.
something back
mm-hmm.
in that street, I think it was. We were trying to figure that out the other week. Aid and all those people. So I said, well, with houses, people live back in that street, black people did.
Uh-huh.
And back in there, Mr. Moore, Steve Moore, it was principal, his father,
uh-huh.
had a dance hall. That's where they had dances. It's up there every week. Not for us, but
for the adults. Uh-huh.
And then they had a dance hall down in, also on Swan Creek, just before we got Swan Creek. Swan Creek Church, what was it called? I forgot what it was called, but they had dances for the grown up every week.
I'll be darned.
On that one.
Well, but it was, when they said Moore's Electric Park, then it was just a hall, it wasn't
mm-hmm.
a park.
No, just a hall.
Just a hall,
just
dance hall.
Building.
Uh-huh.
And shell.
I'll be darned. These things here, I would like to, I won't take them from you now, but I think that the committee would like at least to have a copy of these.
I'll tell you what. One day next week, I'll be on the road again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take and get one off and give you some.
Okay.
In fact, I have a copy of it. I'm crazy. I don't have a copy of this. Do I have one? Do I have a copy of this myself? I don't have a copy of the school. This was 1947.
Mm-hmm.
This class.
Mm-hmm.
This is the mm-hmm. New Pope's class.
Yeah, I think she had a lot of that stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about one particular friend that you remember at school, or some particular event that really stands out in your mind.
Hmm. You really got me this time.
Mm-hmm. What about one particular friend?
Well, Sir and I were very close, Sir Johnson. But We used to have to take little walks. I remember us walking sometimes. Maybe school would be closed. Maybe have to close or something. And some of them would have to walk back home to see they had the, didn't have buses. Mm-hmm. The black children, and they had to get, Mr. West had a cab. And they came that kind of way. People from like the Holly twins and the Holly and down the river, mm-hmm. they had to come in the cab. Those people. I don't really know how the people came from up like Jimmy Walton and up the rocks and up that way. I can't remember.
The train didn't go that way, did it?
No. You know, some did come on the train. Some people, but I don't think Jimmy did. I can remember something. Jimmy Walton, on Wednesday, he had to get his, had to use his father's car and to pick up supplies for the farm, for the cows and things. And we'd put 5 cents worth of gas in at lunchtime and have a little ride. Had 5 cents worth of gas to take us a long way.
Mm-hmm.
During lunch hour. And we'd come back carload up. We had fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on Wednesday. It might not be every Wednesday, but it was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did we do? Sometimes we walked down here mountain. I'll never forget that. Maybe we like to walk. So we walked all the way down the mountain. I don't know why the school was closed that day. There was no fall or something. And sometimes we didn't have coal. We couldn't go to school. And we didn't have coal or whatever. We used coal. And so I don't know the way or not, but we didn't go because it was too cold. There wasn't no heat. And we walked in during the spring. Some of us might have took school. We go down there. A bunch of us. Boys and girls.
So what did you do when you get down there?
No, I'm trying to come on back.
Just down my, okay.
Down that mountain. There's a stream of water or something down that way. Something.
Mm-hmm.
You dummies. I didn't go too often though. I never did like to walk. Oh, I walked Swan Creek from Grove Presbyterian Church. Mm-hmm. You know where it is on the corner? Mm-hmm. I walked from Mad to Swan Creek School there for 1 year and I never liked walking since.
You said that you lived right there at the school and you were trying to think of how some of the others got to school. I know I talked with Ms. Barry, she said she came down on the train from Forest Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't.
I don't know about the people from Rocks. And as I say, Jimmy Joe called and went. I don't know how they got to see he and Dorothy and Catherine.
Uh-huh.
And Clarence. But now, of course we had, who else up there? Quite a few up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Harmons, they went to school, Maceo. Mary come after I did the Maceo, and I called both of them Maceo, but they went home. They lived up near Baldwin County's line, near Curse up that way, somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mary went to school with him.
Mary
did? Yeah, she was in Baldwin County.
Yeah, but she went here too.
She's
the younger one, right?
Yeah.
Youngest of the two
yeah.
women. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Maceo and, what was the boy's name? I can't even think of his name. He's the one with the Masons.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get to school on those real hot days and real bad days?
Same way you got your good days. I can remember when I was in Aberdeen. In fact, when I lived in Asbury and I lived right at the school, was out of Angell Lane, I crawled there with snow pants on, Rosie. Miss Noble never missed a day from elementary school when she taught Asbury. Mr. Noble was supervising. He'd bring her down to the Asbury Road, to 22 Asbury, and she'd walk in. And, of course, I never missed a day them days. I never missed a day probably in high school even. Of course, it was easy by me living with Miss Noble's.
Mm-hmm.
And walking right on over. We had boots and no pants and things.
So they didn't close schools for snow days and things like that?
Not that I remember. No, we didn't close, Like these children, no. And we had snow. They go on by snow. We had snow. And we used to be, I remember crawling Asbury Road on my knees, and I got to school, and then you had them potbelly stoves. You had to stand around the stove to heat, get heat, go out. They had that in Valley High School, too, Valley Color High School.
What kind of supplies
did you have? Whatever Bel Air High School had, we got the seconds. They're used books. Many times we had other people's names in the books. Mm-hmm. That way. That's the way. I don't remember ever having a new book. Period. We had devotions. Oh, yes, we had devotions every morning. Both schools, elementary and high.
Yeah, I remember those
being
very important.
Mm-hmm. They were.
I still remember some of the songs that we sang. Trees. Every morning I think we sang trees.
Mm-hmm.
And
said, had to say Bible verses.
Right.
I remember one fellow, he used to say, Jesus wept every day.
That was his Bible verse.
And what he used to say, Jesus went one day or something. Mr. King asked, where'd he go, honey? I'll never forget that. He's forgotten still saying, Jesus wept. He said, Jesus went.
Did it start very, did the school start very early?
9:00.
9:00?
Mm-hmm.
Or later than just there?
Mm-hmm.
Did the school year sort of follow the agricultural or the farming seasons, or just
like from September to May?
So it's the same as it is now.
Mm-hmm. We didn't
did you have a lot of chores to do before and after school?
When I stayed in the snow, I didn't have any. I really didn't know. Mm-hmm. See, I was the only child, I thought a little bit.
He was 12.
No, I never made chores during that time.
Were you employed outside of school?
Mm-hmm.
You never worked outside of school. Did the community how did the parents and teachers sort of react? Did they get along? Did the parents really support the school?
Most of them
financially?
They had them. Parents and Teachers Association.
They did have a PTA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we went to every school, you know, like once a month to a different school. And I had to go to that most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the only child. Mom didn't have babysitting. They dragged me. That's the reason I know places all around, know people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you a lot of things back then. PTA meetings, this period. A lot of people my age wouldn't know.
Like what?
How they used to fuss and fight me. Not fight, but fuss about this thing, one thing. Oh, they used to have it. They would, some of them wouldn't speak to each other for a long time. They were parents.
The parents.
One of our best parents from Bel Air High School, but Bel Air School, elementary and high, black, I think, was Miss Thomas, Sparky's grandmother.
Oh.
She was Sparky's. We called her Mom Thomas. She would come down and bring us stuff. She'd scuffle out and see if they were coming down and bring it. And they'd have the PTA. Each school had a PTA.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd come bring things, get ready for the PTA meeting, and she'd bring us stuff for lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd bring stuff down to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a real, real parent.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, very strong worker. And of course there was a lot more, but I mean Mom Thomas to me, she was old when we come along. So you know, she was in her 70s or 80s, and I can see her scuffing down the school every day now, doing something. And of course that was Miss Lisa Gibson. Most of the parents were very, very supportive on the school. And the teachers were too.
Can you tell me about one of the teachers in particular that you remember?
Miss Kane?
Miss Kane.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Kane, she wasn't sure of health.
Mm-hmm.
I was just
she was kind of that.
She was a huge woman in the world. She wanted a huge woman in the world. We lived together.
Mm-hmm.
At Miss Noble.
Mm-hmm.
She was a God to stay. And I don't remember.
How did the teachers maintain discipline?
Very good. Especially Miss Kane and Mr. Moore, too. Miss Kane did.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play. It was Miss Kane. Sometimes she'd have to hold a mouth, something would happen. She'd have to, you know, keep him laughing from my head.
Mm-hmm.
But she was very, very good. Very good. No disorder in her class at all. Everybody respected Miss Kane. Kane had music, Mr. Moore had math, Mr. Moore had, what else? Something else. Mr. Moore had math. What did Mr. Moore have? I know it had math. History. Who really had history?
How many teachers were there?
53.
Three teachers?
In high school.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Kane, Mr. Moore, and her next teacher, Miss... I just thought of her name when I was talking to you. Miss Johnson was mine. Ruth Hall Smith was out. Was one there before I was. I mean, before I went.
Now, Bill Brown mentioned Ruth Hall Smith. Did
you
still
mention her? Mm-hmm. She was down in Louisville on Bologna Avenue.
Louisville on
Bologna
Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever be interested in you? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe. Her maiden name is Jane Smith. Mm-hmm. She's on Bologna Avenue.
Do you
1423.
Oh, my heavens. You said you keep in touch with your classmates. What about any of the teachers? So that Miss Kane about the only one still.
Miss Kane and Ruth.
And Ruth,
I sent Ruth's birthday call because she wasn't my teacher, but she was Emma, you know, church.
Oh yes.
Emma Johnson.
Yes.
That's her sister.
What kind of homework were you assigned?
All kinds. Whatever room you had homework.
What would happen if you didn't come prepared with your homework?
You'd get a bad mark.
Was there any other type of punishment?
No, not really. I don't know. What did I do? I don't know.
And your favorite subject?
English and math.
You good in those?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you favor these over the others?
I don't know. I love math and I love English.
You said that the home ec oftentimes would you also, did you have to rely on that, or did you bring your lunches home, or where did they eat?
Most of them brought their lunches from home. A lot of them ate like this. We paid them like 10, 15 cents a dish. But see, I always went over and go across the yard.
So you went home for lunch?
Most times.
Uh-huh.
Most times, like, yeah, I didn't eat.
Oh. You didn't cook and you didn't eat.
I tell you what my lunch was, really. We crossed the road with the Esso station right there where it is now. It was home to Esso station. Got a Pepsi Cola and a Fifth Avenue. That was my lunch every day.
A Pepsi Cola and a Fifth
Avenue? Mm-hmm. Every day.
Were you allowed to leave the school grounds?
Mm-hmm. You'd go home and get your lunch. As long as you lived in the vicinity.
Did you go uptown, stay to the lunch net?
No, we didn't have no lunch net then.
Wasn't it
lunch net? Yeah, it was a lunch net, but not yours. I mean, it wasn't on, they were houses then. It was, on Bond Street.
Yeah.
But that was after I come.
Oh, okay. That was after you.
After you, mm-hmm. That was like in the late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even in the late 40s in the early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
See, I graduated in 43. And came back to Asbury. July 43. Around that time is when we had, after that, we had to I remember going up there. That was when Aiden and we were younger.
So that, I guess that's why I remember the lunch net up there.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in high school, what did you want to do more than anything else? What did you want to do?
Or typist.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd stayed downtown, I'd have been a typist.
Mm-hmm. Did you do it?
I came back and went to Boyd. Yeah, that's the reason I came back, because I couldn't go to Boyd from downtown. I had to graduate from
Maryland
High School to go to Boyd. And my mother wanted me to go to Boyd to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wanted to go to Cortez Peters. So I went to Boyd for 2 years, and then I came out and went to Cortez Peters. Fooled around. Worked on post for a while and came back home and got married. Having a good, good relationship with the teachers and students. We were like one big happy family, really. Always. I mean, everybody was friendly. It was more of a big happy family. And Miss Kane was our mother and father away from home. And then every Christmas, Mr. Moore would take some of us down to Baltimore. He and Miss Thelma would take us down to, streets in Baltimore and see the sights, the lights and things at Christmas. And the best students of the classes would go. That was Marvin Johnson, Everhart, myself. And then who else? There were 3 or 4 of us most of the time. Every year. I remember Miss Thelma said, can you get a tennis for 1 year wave? The other time they go past the stairs,
mm-hmm.
And 1 year wave. He said, can you get a tennis? He'd have to give his son a penny. He'd bust like that penny. But otherwise, I really like to go to high school, but I'd rather have stayed in Downingtown. Because I learned more in Downingtown in 2 years than I did the whole 5 years that I went to Rome School. That's because I could even hold 12 years, 14 years. I went to Rome School, but that's the whole thing to say. But I couldn't help it. I mean, that's the truth. We really did. We had, we had foreign language, and we had clerical workers. We had all kinds of things. We had different kinds of home records. We had dinner every month. And we had different ones. We had classes. We'd have to prepare for it. Anything I didn't like just to turn the shell, but that was it. Now that was down. But otherwise, I really learned to walk into it because we didn't have ice. Maybe because we didn't have ice shot, you know, like we did here. We go home and down there and stay all the time.
Yeah, that was a boarding school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were so sick. Letters.
Was that a public school or was it a church school?
No, it was a boarding school.
Yeah, I know.
No,
it was a boarding school. Was it affiliated with the church?
No. And probably more proud of it. And they used to say, I'm making the GI letters even. And so one day she read mine. Got a real school, an school or something. I don't wish she's closed over or not, but she still got a school. She had a big army. That's something she didn't know about, and I knew what I was telling her. And Mom wrote me back and told me, my letter, and she opened that letter. Most times she didn't open my letter for me, but she, my cousin, was such a friends and girlfriends, and it was nice. It really was.
It was co-ed?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And she had a boyfriend, and he got caught writing letters. He was, you know, he was local. We call him local. We took him, we had to pull one whole one, and we sat in the dining room and went around the table, that boy and girl. And we couldn't say nothing to him the whole time. It was really nice. It was. I liked it. And all of them were very nice. Except Miss Judy. I was so good. It bothered Miss Judy. I like these students. These people, old ladies, especially old ladies. Most of them come down the house and come with the different things and picking up the
same. Yeah, you said you would do. I always pick with your home student in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
It is. That's where your mom and dad are.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville.
I do too. I lived in, Mom and them bought the place. I was born in 25. They bought the place in 23. And they worked at the racetrack in Hadley. And at the Baby Hotel, which was on the bay. And they'd go down there in Hadley to stay in the White House. And Daddy would go back and forth to the race during race season. And Daddy worked at the hotel. And I was born down at the lighthouse. That's who my husband. The light has somewhere.
Oh,
yeah. I have a picture of the lighthouse that gave me when they started remodeling it.
Uh-huh.
Some other articles I had, I gave just like you doing ladies and gentlemen, because I had a lot of red guns too. But anyhow, I was born down there. And then we moved out, I mean, they come back home and stay all winter when the races do the same stuff. Then in 47, we went to Aberdeen and lived right there, but Joe could. I was just sitting there talking about that. And I went to San Francisco in 37, 38. And I graduated from San Francisco. And I went to San Francisco. And I graduated from Ballet High School in 43, and then in 42. Back up home in 43 in July. That's when he stayed there until Mom and Dad died there. And he died, Mom died, just was there about
66.
No, one of the swingers for the
Langham. Oh, okay.
That ground where Ada is, where the Kathy Willoughby, the Willoughby, Moses, Lindell, and Dave, all that was out here. And then I lived in I was at the high school a while, and then someone was born. Had been at the high school. Then the guy and God stayed in the state type, and they got their cell. I moved down there. I've been on the road there since.
Yeah. Getting back to this whole test, is that kind of what I am?
Mm-hmm.
What are you with this?
Mm-hmm. I used to say there were black people too. Don't talk about what white people
eat. Do not talk about
white people either.
Mm-hmm.
I found that. I said somebody said woman one day years ago. I said, I'm like, yeah, I know that woman. She thought she thinks she's high and mighty. My Lord, she don't even speak to her own heart. Own soul. I just kept talking to her. Right there in church, never to be said wrong to you, but you don't talk about it.
You don't talk about anything?
Yeah, I saw Carol, I pity people.
Yeah, Carol died, didn't
it? Oh, yeah, I'm talking about God, so soon.
So soon, okay.
Yeah, I'm so self-soon, but 2 weeks ago, I was going to talk to him. I had a call, there's no one, neither no Christian, and tell him. But she didn't talk to me. She spoke, you know, until I asked him and told me she was very distinct. And if you're talking to your family, you know, to that month or so, that's the baby shop right now. I mean, 22 coming up, so that's 12 and 12.
You know Carol's son is now alive.
Yes, you know, I went, you know,
yes, we were there.
I think she did that. I don't know. Maybe. Well, Sarah's in Liverpool. graduated. I mean, the ones who really went the whole day, they say, you know,
and graduated.
Jameson, did you get that?
I couldn't find
that.